This is Akashwani. The news read by Punita Bakshe. Voting is underway for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra amid tight security. According to the Election Commission, 31.37% voting took place in Jharkhand till 11 a.m. Voting is being held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Polling began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 5 p.m. while in Naxal-infested 31 booths, polling will be held up to 4 p.m. due to security reasons. 528 candidates are in the fray in this phase. We now go over to our Jharkhand correspondent, Bhupendra Singh. Bhupendra, how is the voting progressing in the state?
Yeah, voting is progressing smoothly and peacefully in the Jharkhand Assembly election. If you look at the voter turnout percentage, till 11 a.m., 31.37% voting has been recorded. Maximum 34.75% voting has registered in Ranchi, and Bokaro has registered the lowest turnout figure of 27.72%. But the weather is quite pleasant here, so we expect that voting percentage will increase as the day progresses. Back to you.
Thank you, Bhupendra. In Maharashtra, 18.14% voting took place till 11 a.m. according to Election Commission's data. Elections for all 288 seats are being held in a single phase in the state. Voting began at 7 a.m. and will conclude at 6 p.m. Let's go over live to our correspondent, Prarthna. Prarthna, how is the polling going on in the state?
Yes, Punita. Voting is going on peacefully here in Mumbai. Governor of Maharashtra C.P. Radhakrishnan voted at the Raj Bhavan. RBI Governor Shaktikant Das also voted here some time back. Cricketer Sachin Tendulkar came out to vote with his family. Among the early voters, we saw Akshay Kumar, Sonu Sood, John Abraham, Farhan and Zoya Akhtar, Ali Fazal, film director Kabir Khan, musician Vishal Dadlani and other Bollywood celebrities. Despite various efforts by the Election Commission, we are witnessing a comparatively lower voter turnout. Till 11 a.m., only 13.67% voting has been recorded in Nanded. Gadchiroli, however, has a better voter percentage of 30%. Yes, Punita.
Thank you, Prarthna. By-elections are also being held for the parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohammed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown this evening. Several agreements are expected to be signed following the talks. The Prime Minister reached Guyana this morning on a three-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Ali himself with over a dozen cabinet ministers. Prime Minister Modi will also participate in the second CARICOM India Summit today and hold meetings with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Guyana. He is also scheduled to address a gathering of the Indian diaspora. During the visit, Guyana will confer its highest national award, the Order of Excellence, on Prime Minister Modi. Barbados will also confer the prestigious Honorary Order of Freedom of Barbados on the Prime Minister. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today said that India's creative economy has emerged as a $30 billion industry, contributing nearly 2.5% of GDP and providing livelihoods to 8% of the workforce. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, will begin in Goa today. The grand event will continue till the 28th of this month. The Delhi government has decided to implement work from home for 50% of its employees amid poor quality in Delhi NCR. City Environment Minister Gopal Rai has convened a meeting this afternoon to implement this measure. In badminton, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu started her campaign with a bang at China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, India today. This is Sindhu's 20th win against the Malaysian players in 21 head-to-head matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.